News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the GRA, the Garda Representative Association Conference, will get underway later on today. And Labour Justice spokesperson Eoin O'Riordan and Pat Murray, former detective inspector and author of Making a Detective, join us now. Good morning to you both. Pat, I might come to you first of all. This idea of this going to be a job worth protecting as the theme for the Garda Conference today. If anyone is talking down the Guard as a job, the Guard as a role, surely that is people like the GRA.
No, not at all. No, the theme is it's a job worth protecting, and it is a job worth protecting. I was a member for 33 years and I joined in 1985 and was quite delighted to be part of An Garda Síochána for a good number of years. And at that time, morale was high. The camaraderie between guards and units and that was very, very high. Now there seems to be morale is very low. There is a disconnect between frontline guardian management, and people are retiring, getting out way before their time. And that would show that there's something terribly wrong. And we have read there the story of the disciplinary regulations referring to a man who led to a neighbour during the pandemic and all that. And he, you know, it's
No, and I can see that, and we've interviewed lots of guards, Pat, and I recognise, first of all, I recognise, by the way, that it's a very tough job and that morale is low. But at the same time, we hear all those things like people are leaving in their droves. And when you look at the numbers out of the I think it's 13,000 guards, there's a couple of hundred people are leaving. So they're not leaving the guards in any greater numbers than they're leaving any other profession. And we live in an era of people having mobile careers now, portfolio careers, where they move around a lot, and the guards are no different. No industry has jobs for life anymore. The guards are nowhere else. And it's been portrayed as a crisis of retention, but it reflects society largely. But I do accept that there are many issues. Morale, discipline seems to be adversarial, pay and conditions. These are all things that the guards are concerned about. But not inviting the commissioner who might have some influence on some of those things, was that a misstep by the GRA?
No, it's not a misstep. And you have to look at the GRA members voted overwhelmingly, I think 90% or plus, a no confidence motion in the commissioner. And you can hardly expect them then to come along or come along to our conference now when the members clearly don't relate to him. And, you know, but then I can see the minister, Ms. McEntee, has no choice but to stand by her, the commissioner, like, and that's that. But it is, I wouldn't say a missed opportunity, but these are the people who can make a difference. But the GRA have been in contact with, you know, these people over the last couple of years, and putting out their stall in respect of what's happening in respect of discipline and issues within the job, and they're getting no traction on it. So I can't see why they would invite the commissioner on that basis. Like, but I don't think it's a personal slight on the commissioner. I think it's purely a working issue.
Okay, let me bring in Labour Justice spokesperson here, Eoin O'Riordan. Eoin, if you were in government and if you were Minister for Justice, would you be at the GRA conference later on today?
I have to admit, I probably wouldn't be. I think the GRA, unfortunately, I think they've made a mistake in not inviting the Garda Commissioner, because we're now talking about that rather than talking about the very real concerns and the justifiable anger that they have within their organisation. We have had 147 resignations last year from the force, which is unprecedented. You know, the numbers that we need to effectively police the country are about 18,000. We're nowhere near that. The issues of morale, as have been mentioned, is on the floor. And we have to talk about pay and conditions, and we have to talk about the nature of policing being completely different. I know just from your headlines there to talk about the rise of the far right, the intimidation that are experienced day to day, the level of paperwork they now have to endure the issues of discipline, which feels imbalanced. They are all issues that are real. But I have to say, look, on balance, the GRA did have their motion no confidence. I felt that was a mistake. And I feel not inviting the Garda Commissioner made it easy for the Minister not to come along. But what we need is...
And do you think this has now overshadowed, as you say, the actual issues for guards?
I didn't hear that. You were talking over me.
Sorry, forgive me. Do you think that this spat with the Garda Commissioner and the Minister now has overshadowed the very real issue for guards?
Well, look, it's a tactical decision by the GRA not to invite the Garda Commissioner. They've done it for their own reasons. I just think that this has become the story rather than the very real issues that are being raised. I also felt the motion no confidence was a little bit personalised as well. But then again, it got more traction than maybe it would otherwise. Otherwise may have. The issues within the Garda Síochána Conaire are real. The lack of morale is real. The individual community Gardaí numbers is a real problem within local communities. There was a threat for withdrawal of overtime in the month of October, which would have completely collapsed policing ability over the course of that month, including Halloween, had that gone ahead. So, you know, the Minister has to respond to these things, as does the Garda Commissioner, but they all need to be in the same room at the same time. And I think the Minister needs to, you know, step into this void now and make those conversations happen.
Pat, let me just bring you back in. Do you accept what Eoin is saying? Is that the fact that they didn't invite the Commissioner and now this further, I suppose, knock on from that the Minister is not... This is overshadowing the actual real issues that guards would like us to be talking about and turning it into kind of a political debate. It's hard to see the win here for the guards or for the GRA from not inviting the Commissioner.
No, I think they were correct in not inviting him because of the overwhelming vote of no confidence in him. And the reason that vote was so high is that the Gardaí do have issues that they have hammered on the door of the Minister and the Commissioner for years, and they're not getting any traction. So I think they were left with no choice but to not invite him. And as I said, I don't think it's a personal thing against Drew Howes. I think it's because of the position he holds and his management of the Garda organisation. I think it'll highlight more issues that the guards have in respect of, let's
Pat,
say, you know, look. That's yeah, okay.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR,
weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.